Hi, Pastor Greg, the Intro to Praise Music mini course with Christian Leaders. Section 3 is on etiquette, or should I say etiquette and attitude. First, let's start with practice and rehearsal. There's a difference. You practice on your own at home. You rehearse with the band. Everybody calls it band practice, but there is a difference. When you get to band practice or band rehearsal, you better have been practicing at home so you know what you're doing. If the only time you're picking up your instrument or singing these songs is at band rehearsal, you're not giving your all. You're not providing the offering that, you know, you're providing a Cain offering, not an Abel offering. Bring your best, because this is for the Lord. It is a praise band. Bring your best. Know what you're supposed to do before you get to band rehearsal. The two most counterproductive behaviors in any organization are absenteeism and turnover rate. Let's start with turnover rate. What that refers to is you have employees that they're there for a couple of months and then they leave, and then you've got to train someone else and they get the hang of things and they leave. That really hurts the organization. Again, the organization you're working for is working for the Lord, so be respectful of that. Make sure what you are joining is what you want to do and where you want to be. The next is attendance. When there's band rehearsal, you got to be there. If you're the drummer in a praise band and you can't make practice, that really cripples the rest of the band's rehearsal because they don't have the drummer. Same with a bass player. There's usually only one bass player in a band. That can really hinder practice rehearsal. So make sure that you're there. And if you happen to be the leader of this band, you need to be the first one there. You need to set an example. This is what you've got to do. So make sure you want to be in that band so that you're not jumping from band to band and nothing ever gets anywhere. That's going to hurt you too. And number two, when you join a band, be there for band rehearsal. Have good attendance. Your appearance is also very important. There was a lady who went to an interview for a job, and she was all dressed up in her business suit and whatnot, and she gets to this company that's been run by a bunch of young people. It's an online company, and they're in jeans and t-shirts. They practically laughed her out of the building, and she felt horrible. She got the job, but she didn't know that that was how they dressed, so she put on her best. So if you have a band that's in jeans and t-shirts at band rehearsal, that's fine. However, when it's time to play before an audience, not just the audience of one, but if you have a congregation, you're playing at church or your band has a performance somewhere, you need to dress the part. Now again, if everybody's just jeans and t-shirts, dress the part. Don't wear a three-piece suit and tie or your a fine evening gown when everyone else is wearing blue jeans. Have some uniformity to it. Another story about appearance I'd like to share with you is I was the moderator for the board of deacons at my church. That meant I was the captain of the team. And in October here in Michigan, it gets a little chilly and we start wearing t-shirts with a flannel shirt over the top of it, dressing in layers. So in the October meeting, I wore blue jeans, a t-shirt, and my flannel shirt in honor of fall coming. I couldn't get those people to listen to me to save my life. In November, I wore dress slacks, a dress shirt, and a tie. And that same group of people was as quiet and well-behaved and attentive as any military unit with a drill sergeant talking to them. What a difference. The only difference is what I wore. So be cognizant of your appearance. Now, if you find out down the road that this is not a band or a group that you want to be with anymore, there's dysfunction in the group, you're not happy, step out with grace. Don't start criticizing everyone, I hate this, blah, 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 blah. You might talk to the leader and just say, hey, look, so-and-so, I just can't work with them anymore, or this isn't the style of music I want to play. But do it with grace. you may wind up back with that band sometime, not because you want to be, but because you need to be. They need you to help them fill in for an absentee, for a show or for a church service or something. So don't burn bridges. Bow out with grace, but don't waste your time doing it either, because the longer you prolong your departure, the harder it's going to be on you and the band. So have good attendance. Have a good attitude, dress the part, make sure it's the part you want to be in, and back to number one, I cannot emphasize this enough, practice, 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 practice. Have a blessed day.